Coming up, another setback for the Middle East peace process as Israel cancels plans to release another batch of Palestinian prisoners. A former U.S. president admits he never imagined reaching an agreement would be so hard.
I thought it was a foregone conclusion that we would have peace. I know that President Reagan didn't take much interest in it, and most of the other presidents since then have only paid brief attention to that crucial issue.
Jimmy Carter was the U.S. president who came closest to bringing peace between Israel and the Palestinians. He also dealt with the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. So, what advice would he have for the international community? Our correspondent Katty Kay met him and began by asking whether more progress could have been made in the Middle East peace process if President Obama had been more personally engaged.
President Obama made a good start in Cairo when he announced that there were to be no more settlements in Palestinian territory. That was a very wonderful start, but I know how difficult it is.
Would you ever have thought we would have made so little progress 35 years later?
No. I thought it was a foregone conclusion that we would have peace.
Has it been a failure of American policy?
Well, I wouldn't try to allege that other presidents have failed, but I know that President Reagan didn't take much interest in it, and other things were more important to him. And most of the other presidents since then have only paid brief attention to that crucial issue. So I would say that in general, that all of the presidents could have done more to bring peace to Israel.
There has been a lot of discussion in the last few months of whether we are returning to the Cold War with Russia's annexation of Crimea. How is this similar and how is this different?
Well, I think that the taking of Crimea by Russia was a foregone conclusion. There's nothing that the Western nations could have done to prevent Putin from moving his military forces into Crimea. But I think now we have the same situation that I faced when I was in the White House in Christmas week, as a matter of fact, of 1979, when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan. I took very strong action. I declared an embargo against Russia as well. I began to arm the freedom fighters in Afghanistan so they could repel the Russian invaders. And I announced that if he went any further than he had already gone, that I would respond militarily with all the weapons that we had at our disposal. And that was the end of the Soviet invasion.